Hey, this is Trevor. Sorry I can't come to the phone right now, but if you leave me a message, I'll get back to you as soon as I can.
Trevor, call me back. Because this mother... I got chirped so bad, and it hurt, and I couldn't say anything fucking back. Because, you know, there's nothing more annoying than an angry my girlfriend. I mean, an angry girlfriend, okay? Anyways, she just hugged me maybe 90 minutes ago and told me that the top of my fucking head has a bald spot. And here's the deal. It's been there for quite some time, and she's been here for quite some time, and she's definitely noticed it prior to today, January the 10th, 2024, but it's probably getting really bad. And she couldn't help herself. And this is not surprising, because it really is now or never, and I'm not really doing anything about it. Think about it, Begsy. We're 30 and a half years old. Shit's changing, all right? Bruh. Anyways, where am I going with this? Let's escape sports. Well, why don't we talk about the best 31-year-olds in wide receiver history in the NFL, okay? I just received some hate, and I'm going to throw some love to my brothers, okay? Let's go through this list. I don't know half these guys. Actually, that's a lie. I don't know 15% of these guys, okay? First up, we got Rod Smith. Played with Denver. 15 games played. 1,350 yards. 11 touchdowns. Then we got Donald Driver. My guy. Romeo Doubs. Bo Melton. Packers of the now remind me of Donald Driver. And in 2006, this 31-year-old had 92 receptions for 1,295 yards with 8 touchdowns. That's pretty incredible. Doing the most. Go Pack, go. Who else is on this list? Holy fuck. Andre Johnson. I remember this guy. This guy was a baller. Underrated. Maybe one of the most underrated athletes of all time. Definitely in the top 500 of my time, for real. And look at this. In 2012, he had almost 1,600 yards. 112 receptions. And maybe this is why we don't talk about him a lot or this season a lot, because he only had 4 touchdowns, and touchdowns matter. Or do they? Because who the fuck is this guy? Musin Muhammad, 2004, Carolina? Who was his quarterback, Jake Delhomme? And in that season, this 31-year-old had 1,400 yards and 16 touchdowns. I've never heard of this guy once. And if you have, you're probably divorced. That's just the truth. Crazy. What else do we got here? Oh, Terrell Owens. In that same year, 2004, he only played 14 games but had 1,200 yards and 14 touchdowns. Terrell fucking Owens jacked. Sit-ups on the driveway demanding more money. I think. Do you remember that clip? Anywho, it's not over. Look at Chad Johnson, okay? Wait, hold up. What am I doing here? Donald Driver, bald. Chad Johnson, bald. Terrell Owens, bald. Who was the first guy I called out? Rod Smith. Please don't tell me this guy's bald, man. Rod Smith, 2001. Are you fucking kidding me? If this guy's bald, I'm crying. I'm fucking crying. He's only got his helmet on. Come on, man. Can someone please... Oh my God, he's bald. Was he bald at 31? He's bald. Oh, dude, he's fucking bald. Who's this other guy? Musin Muhammad, right? If this guy's bald, this other 31-year-old. Oh no, this guy had it. This guy had a lot of hair. He's now bald, but hey. Back in the day, he wasn't. Am I seeing this right? No, that's not even him. No, don't tell me this guy was... Holy fuck. No. This guy's bald. At 31. Holy f... I need to get rich, and I need to go to Turkey ASAP, or just use rosemary oil every day. It's hard to do so when you're so highly stimulated all the time, okay? Life is busy. Life is 30 and a half years old. And life, like always, is all over the place, and I'm grateful. For what? I don't know. Anyways, have a good morning, a good afternoon, a good night. I don't know when you're listening to this, but hey, Bagsy, I'll see you tomorrow. Peace.
Good morning.